This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. So glad you're here. Several things on my heart today as we are watching Israel, everything taking place in the Middle East, watching for the way that my nation, your nation, will align with the plan of God, with, therefore, the Word of God. Something came to mind, and I mean, it just came to mind. The charge of the Light Brigade, of course, Alfred Lord Tennyson, important. It goes like this: half a league, half a league, half a league onward. All in the valley of death rode the 600. Forward, the Light Brigade, charge for the guns, he said. Into the valley of death rode the 600. Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon in front of them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell. Boldly they rode, and well, into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell, rode the 600. And the poem goes on. The outcome was unfortunate, but the power in these lines comes to mind, actually occurs to me frequently. There's power in nobility, there's power in strength, and there's the authority that God gives to armies. He gives to those who favor his righteous cause, and that includes armies that favor his righteous cause. We are praying for Israel. We are praying for the Israeli Defense Forces, all that that includes, land, sea, air, everything. So important for us to posture, for every Christian to posture in the right way. Something C.S. Lewis has written also comes to mind. Here's the quote: God became man to turn creatures into sons, not simply to produce better men of the old kind, but to produce a new kind of man. So true. So as we pray for this global attention that is now on the tiny nation of Israel, the more I read the stats on the size of the land and the 4,000-year history of that land that God calls Israel, 4,000 years before the religion of Islam, prior to anything that we are experiencing in the modern world, Israel was Israel. Something that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said, expressed in an interview, this with Michelle Bachmann, an interview that I just grabbed this quote. She said this, the Prime Minister speaking, our foreign policy is miracles. It's been true for all of time. It's true now, and it will be true forever. And Ms. Bachmann went on to say, Israel understands that they must depend on the strong right arm of a holy God who happens to be Israel's deliverer many times through history. God has dealt harshly with Israel in the times of their disobedience, but has delivered her again and again and again in times of unfair and unjust, unrighteous, crisis times. And for those of us who are outside of Israel, we know that God says that if we bless her, he will bless us. If we curse her, he will curse us. So the comment that Israel understands that they have to depend on the strong right arm of the holy God, Israel's deliverer. I remember another quote, Golda Meir said this, "We have nowhere else to go. Tiny Israel, occupying a fraction of the land that God gave to them in the book of Genesis, but doing it so well, honorably, blessing all of the nations surrounding them, is a phenomenal story, only explained by the integrity that God imparts to his people." There's something in our book, Running with Horses, that stands out to me. The October 9 reading, daily devotion, is titled Primary Calling. Three short paragraphs. It goes like this. Technology makes the flow of information between nations possible. The exchange that results allows Christians to pray with specifics for other nations, for their present, their current need. The genius of technology assists believers in their primary calling, which is prayer. All of creation groans for the manifestation of his people, and by the Spirit of the Lord, through passionate prayer, we arise in significant manifestation to comfort all people, all nations. We hear a cry for rescue and respond, asking God, send salvation, send rescue. And this is the close. The objective of Christian prayer, prophesied in Isaiah 61, repeated in Luke's gospel, confirms God's covenant plan, which is this. Passionate prayer, fuels missional disciples of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit prayer is the power tool for rescue. Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, Luke 4, 18 through 19. The objective of Christian prayer there in Isaiah 61, repeated in Luke's gospel, confirms this covenant plan the believer has with Almighty God, because passionate prayer fuels the disciples' mission. Holy Spirit prayer is like a power tool to rescue those who are oppressed. So the heart of the believer that we read about here in Primary Calling from October 19th is compassion for every nation, that all will be saved, all will be rescued from the hand of Satan, the deceiver, the deluder, the one who twists the truth. We support here at our ministry, which is our ministry supports and provides this podcast. And another thing that we participate in the support of is organizations that reach out to the underground church and to the persecuted church. And one of the memos this week comes out of Nigeria, speaking of other nations. The headline, Militant Fulani Muslims Attack Christian Communities. Now, you will not hear about this in the news. Maybe a brief box of information in the third section on the 15th page of print newspapers, nowhere in a digital media. But here's the memo, here's the information. Nigeria is geographically divided along religious lines with a predominantly Muslim north and a majority Christian south. Benue State in northern central Nigeria is mostly Christian, and believers there suffer frequent attacks by militant Fulani Muslims. Let me just interject here. Where have you heard this scenario before? Where else do we see this being played out, right? I go on with the memo. The terrorist group, Boko Haram, is reportedly supporting attacks on Christian villages by Islamic Fulani militia, who have concentrated their attacks in the central region of Nigeria. Terrorist groups and other Islamists in the north want to drive Christians out of the region to create a separate Islamic nation governed by Islamic law. You see the trend here. You see the momentum that is gained when the populace on the global scene, the global stage, is uninformed, getting bits of information, much of it misinformation, some of it blatantly erroneous, some of it demonically deceitful, all in all, making this trend possible. If good people everywhere knew the truth, these things just could not function. It's the vacuum of ignorance that allows this kind of progress and the continuing marching forward of evil. And you know, one thing about evil, when it bumps into good, there's a contest that will ensue. No question, every time, there's a guarantee. So for wherever there is a righteous voice, any place that there is a righteous sound, a clear trumpet, a right voice, you gotta know the value of that sound. One way is to imagine, just imagine for a moment, if you remove the voice, if somehow it was taken away, if you were able to systematically extract it out of the equation. A simple example would be the way that children appreciate their parents. And you know, initially as children, we don't fully appreciate our parents, but boy, as we age, more increasingly we see the value of the parents that God gave us, with their flaws, but their value cannot be diminished or removed in our understanding once we really grasp it. But if you remove that parent, that righteous voice, then you see what is left. You see the vacuum that's left behind. Reminds me of Matthew 23:37. Jesus said this, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing." Fast forward to today. The value of the one who keeps watch over Israel, who does not slumber nor sleep, but keeps watch, keeps to maintain, to lay hold of, to rescue, that voice going out over the city of Jerusalem cannot be removed, because God cannot be removed from her. the eternal city Jerusalem, the city of the great King, and the King of glory watching over her, this value is priceless. We see it now, and as the Prime Minister said in our earlier quote, the foreign policy of the nation of Israel is the miracles we receive from the hand, the watchful eye of Almighty God. And just one more point right here. You know, the discipleship that God intended all along for all believers, really for every creature, becomes evident at a time like the day in which we live. A disciple, here's why, a disciple expresses humility, understands authority. They show up no matter what. They don't have a bad day or a weak morning. And I'm not, I don't want to take this to the extreme. I'm just saying in their thinking, in their heart of heart, like within the heart, they do not offer excuses or respond to distractions that take them away from the thing that God has before them. This process of discipleship is so needed in the Christian world, so needed in the Christian church, but everywhere that it already exists, I'm telling you, it stands out, it's stunning. I see it every day. The disciple has a restraint on them. Their steps are measured, their pace is calibrated based on the word of the Lord. And that's not mystical. That's not saying something so spiritual is impossible. That is a fact. There are people who live like that because they have been discipled. I know them personally. The salt of the earth, Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The end of the age. Father, we pray today for the manifestation of all the will of God in the earth. We pray, Father, that those leaders who are running amok and working apart and aside from and in contradiction of your eternal plan, Father, that the proverbial sock will be in their mouths, silenced and ineffective, so that the plan of the Lord, your clear trumpet, your clear voices of authority that you have already designated, those whose humility knows the fear of the Lord, they advance under the right hand of your blessing, that you bless Israel and those who bless her, and that, Father, you have set aside the state of curse for those who curse Israel and her people. We say yes and amen to your word and your plan. We align and we agree with you. We say yes and amen. We say amen. So be it.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit acleartrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.